Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
That's kind of silly.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Kind of Silly podcast. This week, we're doing part two of Do You Have the Ick, or Are You Just a Lesbian?
Lesbian. We were so in sync just then.
Yeah.
Well, that episode, look, just as a little recap of that episode, we kind of covered the general stuff about icks versus lesbian.
So true.
But we also covered it sort of exclusively to high school.
Yeah, like we kind of covered the basis of it, the gist of it, and yep. Then we kind of got up to the high school era.
Yep.
And then we were like, well, that's been 40 minutes, so let's do a part two, because we still have so much life experience, because we're 100 years old.
Yeah, I'm Gandalf.
Yeah.
guys, sorry, that's quite hard for me to talk about, yeah. But like,
thank you so much for admitting that.
No, it's like, I think vulnerability is really important, and like, I think everyone needs to know that I'm actually Gandalf.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. So this week, we are going to go from like post-high school development and yada 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 until we get to how we feel about ourselves today and sexuality and yada yada yada. But first, we're going to start with a little bit of a recap. Just really, really quick. We're going to do like as fast as we possibly can. Okay, so let's remember what we did last week. Okay, really fast.
High school.
Lesbianism in high school.
It being the norm to be straight.
Yes. Having manic crushes on men to gain the attention of our female peers to make them feel impressed with us because we, you know, we wanted their approval, but we also wanted male approval. Oh, male validation. That was a big topic, wasn't it?
And also, if you liked a guy, did you actually like him or did you like the idea of him?
Exactly. Were you just fantasizing a whole thing? A whole world, or did you actually like the guy? We wouldn't know. We were so young, so many impressionable things. Oh yes. My gosh, Tumblr and social media, Instagram, like the beginnings of it, Vine, all of these things, all of these stereotypes, lesbian stereotypes.
And back in the day, and we didn't how TikTok wasn't around when we were both in high school.
It was Musically.
What is it? I'm already chaser. No, that's not Musically, but that's still funny. But yeah,
same vibes.
But basically, you look. We talked about, if you want to listen to that, go back and listen to that because we kind of spoke about high school. Now we're going to talk about like being out of school and how, and we're still going to talk about like, do you have the ick and stuff? But we're just kind of going to talk about how being, I'm a lesbian, Jess is bisexual.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about how that manifests in different scenarios and yes. How like dating and kind of like.
And how our like high school experiences and the way that we grew up, you know, nature versus nurture, Ooh. How those experiences has shaped the way that we
Starts
carry
crying.
Ourselves today. We're Lol. Getting real on the pod.
But yeah, no, it'll be good. We thought before we'd start, I'm sure if you're listening to this, you're on the TikTok.
What's TikTok?
What the fuck is that?
I've never heard of that app.
what is that? I actually just released a song.
Oh my God.
I released a song on
The Song of the Summer.
The Song of the Summer.
No one's Sid.
The Song of the Summer.
But I released a song on TikTok called Do You Have the Ick Or? And I made like a 1 minute kind of video
It's so impressive. I love it.
It was very fun. Like, I thought of the idea because basically, okay, just I thought I'd talk about this because I kept seeing all these, like, there's that guy on TikTok who's just got the ick list and it's like 500 things and it's so funny. And it's like, one of them was like when he swims, when he walks, when he breathes, when he goes to the pool, when he wears shorts. And it was just, and like, my thing was like, I looked at that and I just kept being like, yes, okay, you can have like a few icks with men. But I was
if
like,
you have that many, then you're definitely gay.
Yeah, that's what, I don't know. Like, yeah.
The joke is that if you have that many icks about a man, you're probably a lesbian.
And it's not that you, because I think a lot of people in the comments were like, wait, this is so, and it's like, you don't actually, like, let's say if there was just a guy who I wasn't like trying to date, I wouldn't have icks with him normally, but as soon as I try to date him, all these ridiculous icks come up because it's excuses to try and not date him. That's the point of the song, because I feel like some of the comments, I was like,
some people really miss the mark.
No,
like,
it's also clearly
like it's making fun of
it's not saying
you're
like
not being like you're definitely a lesbian.
No,
it's a joke.
It's loose, but it's also, it was like, but I just found it funny because a lot of people got it, which was hilarious. But it was just like, going back to, do you have the ick, or just fucking listen to that song, lol, if you want to know.
Because also, I'm dating a man currently. I don't have the ick.
Yes, that's it.
The only ick I've ever gotten from him is when he cut his hair too short.
Yeah.
And he has lovely curly hair, and I was like, where are the curls? And I had to wait like a couple weeks for them to come back.
But if you have like...
But if I was like, I don't like the way he swims, I don't like the way he walks, I don't like the way he breathes, then I'd be like, well, maybe I don't like him.
And it's like, you don't. It's not you don't like men, like you don't... like them, it's like you don't want to date them. Exactly. Maybe I should have said, do you and the fuck, every time I release something I'm like, well, I should have changed the wedding for that and stuff. But the song came out and it was actually a bop, can I say that. Yeah, look, not gonna lie, kind of a banger.
I put it on my like normal playlist and it came on in the car and I was like, shit.
Well, I released it and I was pretty surprised because like it was like a minute song and like I know everyone says like I didn't think it would do well, but I actually didn't. Like, it was like, it's got like 20,000 streams.
It's very true to you as well. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good. I wrote it with my producer and we liked it because it was sort of like, we wanted like a funny trap sort of.
Yeah. I want that to be playing in clubs.
You know? Well, a lot of people commented that they were like, get this. Someone was like, I'm a drag queen and I want, how can I find
To be honest, like in my mind, your best song that you ever did was Pumpkins Out. Like nothing will ever beat that song.
Pumpkins Out is not, it's not a fan favorite, but people who like it really like it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's my favorite. And it's also because I love Halloween. But like,
it's just a slutty Halloween song. Oh, I fucking love it.
Every time it comes on, I'm like, turn this shit up.
But we've got, I won't spoil it, but I've got another idea for like another 1 minute TikTok thing.
Ooh, I'm crazy keen.
Yeah, so I won't say what it is about, but I think it'll be funny.
All right, let's move on back to the topic at hand. And let's have a little chatty chat about... Sorry, what's on our list? We wrote a list, guys. Oh, here we go. So let's talk about post high school, all right?
So we're 18 now.
Yeah.
Out of school.
We're allowed to drink. We're allowed to...
Because we live in Australia.
Yep, we're allowed to go to clubs. We're allowed to smoke, but I don't because I'm a singer.
Because we're singers.
I know that sounds lame, but
it's true. Actually a really good
Also, smoking is bad.
But it's actually really good because we sing... Like, it's a really good reason not to smoke. Like,
no, exactly.
It's a good, it's
like, every time I go to do something that's definitely going to harm my throat, I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
This is my only asset.
This is my
I talk for a living.
My instrument.
I talk, sing, and, like, do voiceover for a living.
And so twerk.
Like, and twerk. I twerk so hard into the microphone.
Okay? For a living.
Yeah. Anyway, so I want to talk about socially, the social scene of your late teens, early 20s, for both of us, in terms of... knowing anyone that was out, if you were out...
like clubbing, gay clubs or whatever.
Gay clubs, yep. Whatever. Like that kind of sort of your introductory regime into adulthood and the social scene. I'm using a lot of words. I don't know if they make sense. But essentially, if there was any moments, any red flags, anything that like sort of related to your sexuality in those moments where that kind of developed you as a human or any weird mistakes that happened, etc.
Right. Well... in terms of clubbing, I remember when I first turned 18, I did not know. Like, it was always confusing. It was confusing, but I didn't know. I'd never said it. It was weird. I didn't know where it was at, like, my sexuality.
For context, sorry. What age did you come out?
Honestly, it switched. I think a lot of people, it went like, oh, am I bi, am I gay?
Yeah. Like, oh, we'll talk about that dilemma. We will talk about that.
But, like, I guess, like, Like, I came out to different people at different times. Okay. Mine was more staggered. I didn't just go, like, I'm gay. Like, like.
But I do recall, like, when do you think you announced it to, like,
social media?
Social media.
Okay, I remember I did a post. My first post, I remember it was 2022.
The sorting hat said I was bisexual.
Yeah, period.
That was the caption.
Gay!
It inspired me.
That's the hat. but I remember I went to Mardi Gras in 2022. And, This will tie back to like the clubbing thing because
yes.
I remember in 2018 I went to Mardi Gras, which is the gay and lesbian pride event in Sydney.
Yes,
and I remember just like sobbing my eyes out. I remember like walking around the streets, and it was meant to be like a pride event, but I remember just like sobbing my eyes out and feeling so upset and so uncomfortable. Like
why so? So uncomfortable as in you couldn't be yourself thing or yeah, you were just very conflicted?
I think I was like, I'm a lesbian. I was like, fuck.
Was that your like realization?
I had a lot of moments like that. Like I remember at the end of high school and like going into like being 18 and stuff. Like I have a memory actually. I was at a high school party and like, yeah, I just remember like I used to just get drunk all the time. Like, sorry, this is a bit of a trigger warning maybe for people.
I want to be drunk when I wake up.
Literally me.
On the right side of the wrong bed.
But,
okay, Ed Sheeran.
But Ed Sheeran is here. But yeah, I remember just getting very drunk.
In order to avoid?
Well, I would just get really drunk and burst into tears. And then I remember being like, oh my God, like.
You and I have been through the same experience. In all my late teenage parties, like post high school, like there were so many times where.
Yeah,
and genuinely, same thing happened to me at like a pride party. Yeah. It was like a Mardi Gras party, and I remember like getting so obliterated and then like throwing up and being like,
"Yeah."
But I was already out at the time. It was just because like
I was sort
there
of
were so many straight people there, and it was making me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, I was like sort of out, but sort of not. But yeah, I just remember like that. Now we're moving past high school to like clubbing. I just have a lot of experiences being in clubs, and feeling like. I wanted to impress men, but I didn't want to be with them.
Right.
Feeling like I needed to look good for men, but not ever wanting to go there. Feeling really confused because all my friends around me were like, I got with this guy. And I was like,
right,
that feels wrong, but I don't know why it feels wrong. And I know it sounds obvious, but it wasn't obvious. It was confusing. And then I just remember like I like would get really, really drunk and cry. And I remember at that Mardi Gras event in 2018, I like was walking around the streets just like, inconsolable, like I was so upset because it just but then I remember it was nice and I posted this on my story like 4 years later. I went back to Mardi Gras in 2022 and it was really nice because like I was very like I was drunk but I was like fine. I was like at Mardi Gras and I was just like vibing and I wasn't like like obviously like the shame doesn't ever like go away. Like that's I think that's are you crying? Don't cry.
That's a recovery moment though.
No, it was
you went back and you were like, I feel at home.
But it was just more like it was just like I was just
stop. I'm teared up.
Oh, that's not no, but it was nice. It was like I was there and I was like, okay.
Okay, okay, I am gay.
I'm gay. But yeah,
okay,
I
like vagina. What of it? Okay, I've accepted the fact. Fine.
But it was like, and it was nice because like, I remember like I was just there and it was just, you know what it was? There was just no thought. I was just like chilling.
True.
I was just chilling. And I was
also
like,
you can walk around and be like, this celebration is for people like me.
Yeah.
It's just like you're allowed to walk around and be like, this, like you're allowed. It's a moment of like self-reflection.
Yeah.
It's a, obviously all of the stuff that started the parade as well, the riots and all that.
Yeah.
Like there's so much history there and so much culture and you suddenly, when you come to terms with it all, you can like walk around the parade and or watch it on TV and be like, this is like, these are all people that relate to me. Like there's a huge plethora of human beings that like share similar experiences to me.
And it does.
And it's for me and you can, and you're allowed to say like,
yeah, this is my fucking event.
Yeah. Like this is my fucking day.
That's why like just off topic, but like I don't want to get too intense, but like when people at those events, when like I know people have said this in the past, but when fucking straight people,
oh
go,
my God, stop. Oh, when clearly man. Homophobic straight people that are fetishizing like gay culture and they go to the parades and it'll be like two straight girls that are wearing like a bunch of like rainbow colors, and they'll be like, I'm gonna make out with you. Yeah, like, my boyfriend doesn't mind. It's like, shut the actual go home.
Like, this is not for you. Leave.
Go home and, you know,
be straight.
Go home and be straight, okay?
And fight with your boyfriend.
Go home and fight with your boyfriend about how you don't like him when he swims, okay? Go home and fight with your boyfriend and the ick. Yeah, when he wears shorts, when he walks, when he breathes. But like, go fight with him.
No, but like, genuinely, like, people there, and it's like, in those spaces, it's like, just, oh my God, be fucking respectful. Because even though it's like pride, it's like, there's a lot of emotions going around. I think for any person who's like gay in any capacity
everyone is so vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's like the most vulnerable night ever.
Even though it's like pride, woo, let's get to it. It's like people there. Yeah. You feel
some
like
people come out on that day.
Yeah.
Some people, it's the first time they've ever been seen in public wearing, you know, their pride flag or whatever. It's like it's like very, very intense of an event. Yes. And like, to have people go and like, just make fun of it and like be like, I'm participate. It's like, if you're actually an ally, just dress up and go and be like, yes,
but don't
go. I'm supporting. Yeah. Don't go and then make it a fucking spectacle, because you're the spectacle.
It's not about, this is the one event that's not fucking about you.
It's literally like, people support people. And also, like, you know, women support women, people support people, men supporting men. Let's do it, guys. Seriously. Yeah. It's fucking Mardi Gras. Stop it. Can I just say, off topic?
I think I just unlocked a beast.
Off topic, I don't go to Mardi Gras.
No, but it like, I remember,
I watch it on TV, but I hate crowds.
No, but there's, no, but it's, yeah, well, because
me getting so mad about people going to Mardi Gras. Me, I don't go to Mardi Gras.
I actually don't go. I've never been. But no, like, but yeah, like, back to that, like, in 2022, it was just like, so nice, because I was like, wow, like, you know, with any gay person, I saw this TikTok once and it really pissed me off, just really quickly off topic.
Yeah.
Someone was talking about their internalized homophobia.
Oh, okay.
And then someone in the comments was like, oh my God, like, why do you have that? You need to like sort that out. And
oh,
I was
my
like,
fucking
are
God.
You fucking, guys, we live in Australia for the pride vote for like gay marriage. 2 in 5 people voted no. So 40% of Australians went, no, I don't think gay marriage should be legal. I'm not good at maths. That's 23 million people. How many people is that? How many is 40%? So 1% is
a large amount.
10% is 2.3 times, that's about 10 million people went, nah.
Yeah.
No. So whenever I'm like, oh, I have internalized homophobia, I'm like, oh, wait, that makes fucking sense.
Yeah.
Because like, guess what? Homophobia is fucking everywhere. And it's just, sorry to get like,
it isn't completely solved just because we got the fucking
vote, right? And it's not solved because there's a little bit of like, I don't know, representation on TV.
And this goes for any social subject, any social battle. It's like, we are far from.
Yeah.
If society was perfect, then no one would be sad.
Yeah.
And guess what? Most of us are sad.
Most
of us are sad.
But yeah, that was like, but yeah, I do remember when I first like, go to Jess, but spoiler alert, she doesn't go to clubs. But I do remember when I went to clubs, I remember feeling extremely uncomfortable.
When you went to the club?
When I went to the club.
I felt super uncomfortable in the club. Sorry, that's so funny.
But when I went to the club. Mango. See, I'm Mango Jess. This is you, the fucking, look, I'm calm today. Do you hear it in my voice, guys? I'm zen. I'm a little zen cunt. But no, I remember going to the clubs, and I remember it's like the clubs for fucking hell. I do remember going, and I remember being like, oh man, like I don't feel safe.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I wouldn't have used that terminology at the time, but it was like a bunch of lads being like, yeah, and like,
yeah,
and like I just felt,
didn't feel like the place for you.
No,
and didn't feel like you were accepted in the place,
no,
in the club.
And I remember when I was like fresh 18, everyone would like go to like just like really loud, like weird, like not weird, but like those like
dingy,
okay, straight people clubs. They're fine. I said it. Yeah. Just like bunch of like fucking lads. And
which
like,
also straight people clubs are so boring.
They're so boring and they suck. And it's just, and everyone was like getting with people and stuff on the dance floor. And I remember,
it's just like a big orgy basically.
Yeah. But I remember like, I was like, there was something in me where, going back to the topic, ick versus lesbians, how to know. I remember there was something in me. There was like like I want to fit in, I want to do that, I want to get with the people around me, but like in terms of what I needed, it was like this weird tug of push pull moment in my brain.
It's like, I want to be socially accepted, but all the things that I have to do in order to get there make me so uncomfortable, and I cannot figure out why.
Yep.
Why am I so nervous to do with these things that are so simple to everyone else?
And also there is like that really common thing where it's like anxiety, nervousness, and like excited nervousness are very, I think we talked about that last episode, but just going back to that, it's so similar. So when
exactly,
and there would be a lot of like my early 20s and still now, but I am dealing with it better. But a lot of it was like when I was around a man, I would feel my nervous system would feel like out of control. And I would interpret that for like,
like you were unable to decipher if that was type A nervous or type B nervous. So and, like, and so you would just feel like you were going insane.
Yeah. And then look, let's be real. There's no fucking chat in school. Like, hey guys, you might be gay.
No, literally.
Like, there wasn't. I know that sounds.
There actually is now.
They fucking should. As they fucking should. Because I think it would have saved me a lot.
It's in the syllabus.
That is mental. And that
not like
way.
Specifically like you might be gay, but it's like,
this is
what
are
all the sexualities.
Yeah, like here's what to fucking look out for. Because fuck me, there was nothing.
Like
when
you
I was...
don't have to be straight.
Yeah,
which is pretty good.
You could be gay. But yeah,
gay.
But yeah, so that's like clubbing, and then like now I feel like with clubs and stuff, like
and the social scene in general.
Yeah, I just go to places like, I mean, I definitely feel
you just seem to go to places that you actually just want to go to.
Yeah,
hashtag and places that like.
Yeah, that's in Sydney, if you're from Sydney. I don't know, just like places where I'm like...
You feel comfortable, accepted.
Yeah.
And, like, and you also know that if you're going to a place that you aren't typically accepted, like a straight club, that you're not going to be staying there for a long time. Or
yeah,
you're there for
like,
a specific
this is,
person
this is
or
not
purpose.
The vibe. Like, it even like, that's what I mean. Like, going out where I live locally, no fucking thanks. But then going out...
Oh, yeah.
Lol. But then... hashtag... We're gonna bleep that out. If you're from Manly,
I'm also bleeping that out.
Yep. If you're you can still keep Manly, but
if
you're from Manly, I'm sure you can probably have a guess at the places around.
Oh,
fuck me. But yeah, just like going out, I think that also helps. Like, you know, back to the topic. Like, am I? Or do I have the lesbian?
Do I have the lesbian
disease? No, it's not a disease.
I think
it's a cure. Yeah, fuck that.
It's a
don't
cure.
Don't be gay. But if you
it's
go,
a cure. It's a cure.
But if you go to like try going to like a, not even like a gay club, just go to like an area where it's like more maybe queer.
Yeah.
And just go to a bar and be like, do I feel more comfortable here?
Yeah.
And guess what?
Truly reflect on yourself as to why you feel uncomfortable in certain places or clubs.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Bing bong, bing bong.
Bing bong.
Okay, so let's move on from this because thank you for your insight. I truly don't really have much to say on that topic because I don't go outside. And also, doing like acting and theatre, most people are pretty fucking accepting.
Yeah, look, once you start doing theatre, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah.
And I also like very quickly when I start to become friends with someone or start to get to know them, I figure out very quickly what they're okay and not okay with. And I usually shut that shit down immediately.
Hang on, what do you mean in terms of going out socially? Like, what do you mean?
I mean, like, if... For example, like when I studied university or like, you know, just at work and whatnot, and I start to hear their opinions on stuff, if I definitely like 100% disagree or if it's evidently clear that they're racist or homophobic, I shut that shit down quite quickly.
Yeah.
And I am, you know, I disassociate from their presence. So, my experience is definitely different to yours because I also feel like I've just always gone to places where I know I'll be accepted.
Well, that's I should have done that.
Well, no, but the thing
no,
is like
no,
I have
I
people
know.
Like
no,
you
not like that.
I have people like you in my life and like and Jason and like certain people that I know that I've always been friends with people that are older than me because of theater, and so I've already had their like advice and expertise on these kinds of subjects, and they've helped me like just skim by a lot of bullshit.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I haven't been in a relationship, but I've observed my friend's relationship. I'm
right,
like,
and you know, and you can clearly tell what's like wrong, and you know. So, like after that, let's just say, still within the realm of like the social scene, I really, really want to talk about bisexuality, coming out as bisexual, and biphobia as just a mass topic.
Yeah.
I would like to acknowledge the fact that you came out as bisexual first before you fully came out as a lesbian.
I don't even know. It was
it's not a shameful thing. No, you immediately sighed. Okay, guys, seriously, topic number one. Don't feel shame about that, okay?
I think it's more like I don't even know. My side there was more like I never really – I think deep down I knew maybe – sort of, but not. But also got confused.
I have something funny to say.
Yeah, go on.
This is actually quite funny because I remember when we first met, you had a conversation with me, and I remember just thinking after you left my house, I was like, she's a lesbian. And then, but obviously I harbored that information for myself.
What did I say?
You were like, you said something to me and it like hit my core. You were like, you were telling me that you think that you were a part of the Alphabet Mafia, the LGBTQ plus the place, the queers. And you were saying something along the lines of like, if I'm a lesbian and I come out as a lesbian, then everyone's going to think that, oh, this is the lesbian comedian Molly.
Yeah.
And because a lot of the time when women in like the arts come out as lesbian, people use that as the main shtick to label them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of the times they do use that shtick to get, you know, part of their comedy sets or, you know, just part of their general being. Obviously, like, you were struggling with your sexuality at that point. You didn't fully know. You weren't fully... You didn't know if you were bi or you were... You knew that something was up at that point in time.
I think that's a better way to say it. Like, yeah. I knew something was up and I was stressed.
But I want to talk about the social implications of coming out as a lesbian as opposed to coming out as bisexual.
Oh, man.
Because think about this for a second. If you are someone who craves male validation, which most of us are, pretty much... Even men.
Not me.
But like...
I've solved that.
Oh, what do you mean? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Kidding.
As people that like crave male validation, the thought of still being available to them as an option, as a romantic option, even if you don't even like them, is so important.
Tantalizing.
It's such a tempting like...
Sorry. Can we just fucking acknowledge that word? Fuck.
You know what's a good word?
Titillating.
You know what's a good word? Come. Don't. Poo. Piss. No, okay. Anyway
that caught me off guard. That was like a quiplash moment. You know when in Jackbox and someone writes a huge response and then you just write come and they get all the fucking votes?
That is it. Yeah, someone will like write a really articulate response and then the other response is just piss. And then it's like,
someone will write like an essay about World War II and like finish it off. It'll have like a bunch of references. And then the next person will be like, come poopy pee poo. And they'll be like,
I love Jackbox.
You've been quiplashed. Anyway. So yeah, the thought of like coming out as bisexual is really enticing. Even when you think maybe deep down that you are a lesbian, because then you think that men are still gonna like validate you because they're like, oh my god, she's bisexual, which means that she's like, it's kind of like an exotic thing where it's like, if she's bisexual, and this is where the biphobia comes in, if she's bisexual, then if I get with her, she's gonna want to have a threesome with me and another woman, which is my dream because I'm a man. This is a very straight man biphobia, you know, this is straight culture biphobia. So the thought of coming out as bisexual is a lot easier socially, I think, that a lot of people think before they realize that they are a lesbian, because it's like, men are still going to see me as feminine, and because there's the whole stereotype, the social stereotype, that if you are a lesbian, you're butch.
Yeah.
You come out as lesbian, you are a lumberjack.
There's nothing wrong with being butch.
There's nothing wrong with being butch, but some people don't want to be perceived that way. And because it's such a stereotype, like, immediately when someone comes out as lesbian, a lot of people immediately go to that thought of like, oh, well, she's really butch and, you know,
I think that's
she's gonna
like,
go build a table.
That's like something I do struggle with, where it's like, I feel like, I'll tell you I'm a lesbian.
Okay.
So I'll be like, I'm a lesbian. And I notice I like put more like femininity into it.
Oh, so more feminine energy when you're talking about it.
Because I don't want to
associate with the stereotype.
Yeah, which is like...
Of being like masculine.
Which, guys, that's internalized homophobia. And this is where when people go like, well, you should be proud. It's like, look, like, yes, but also if you're not, it makes sense. Like, it just makes sense. God. It makes sense if you're not proud. I think also, like, taking the fucking just random...
Can I say, like, with the internalized homophobia, sometimes when I get dressed, I fear that I will look too gay in a scenario.
Yeah.
Still, when I'm going to certain areas in Sydney.
With your boyfriend.
With my boyfriend, even when I'm with my boyfriend.
Because, again, like, there's the...
That's the internalized homophobia. Well, and then I have to step back and go, why can't I wear my cargo pants?
Well, because in movies and in media and in everything, like, lesbians have been the butt of the joke. It's been like a meme to be masculine. It's been
and
like
so like so many other minorities as well.
Yes,
but like specifically in this case, it's like, of course, there is internalized homophobia.
And it's just, I don't know, for me, it just really helped to be like, you know what? If I'm having internalized homophobia right now, it's not like, oh, you should be proud. Just being like, you know what? This isn't my fucking fault.
Yeah.
There is so many, like, literally, ready? If you're ever like, oh, why do I have this? Write down, like, any little things you can, that might be a bit painful, but just, like, write down little things people have said or that you've seen of, like, for example, I walked past these girls and they're at the bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
I was, I didn't, but I was, like, I had to, like, bite my fucking tongue. I was just walking home and I heard one of them was looking at the phone and she goes, ew, delete that. I look like a lesbian. And oh just, fuck. I'm.
And how long ago was that?
Like 2 months ago.
Oh my. Yeah, there you go.
I know, it's 2024. Jesus fuck.
But it's like, 2024, open the door. Everyone walk the dinosaur.
Yeah,
seriously.
It's like, I look like a lesbian. I look hot. But like also just like when she said that, it's the thing is, what happens when you hear a thought like that? That gets stored in like the shame box.
It gets internalized.
And then let's say, how many of those little thoughts and things and things have you seen or heard?
Movies,
relatives, friends, family, like on the bus, in public, on the radio, like little things here and there. I reckon if I had to count,
there'd be millions.
There'd be so many. And then it's just, and then you get to the point where it's like, and then you're like, well, why don't I feel confident? It's like, well, of course you fucking don't.
Exactly.
And I don't know. For me, I'm like, I guess we're kind of moving away from the topic of now it's like, okay, you know, you're probably gay at this point. Yeah. But yeah, just like.
We confirmed in the last episode that you are gay.
Yeah, you're gay. You are gay. You are gay.
If you're straight listening to this, you're gay.
You're an ally. Or you're a
no allies here.
A gal-eye is like an ally who's really overly enthusiastic.
Who's actually just teetering on the edge of being gay. Like they say that they're an ally, but they're actually just gay deep down and they haven't accepted it yet. This one's for you, gal-eyes.
Gal-eyes. So that's a new term. Gal-eye, you're gay. That's really funny.
Hey guys, gay.
Hey Jason. Just
a
really
straight man has just entered the room. Scream at him.
Jason, what's your advice? Come here. What's your advice for all the gay people?
Keep being gay.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, guys, wait, a straight man?
He's
validated Jason's us, guys, we can be gay.
We came of a term, anyone who's, you're an ally, but can we do a male ally, a mal-eye?
I have to go to the physio.
All right, see ya, Jason.
Can you be a lal-eye, which is a lesbian ally? Say, I'm a lal-eye.
I'm a lal-eye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So cute. Jason's got to go to the physio. He hurt his shoulder.
Bye.
He also made me a quiche. That's
so quiche.
Why would I ever get the ick from that man? Back to the whole internalized homophobia thing. Do you know how many years, how long, the daily struggle of me trying to retrain myself to think differently about people, trying to retrain the stereotypes out of, because when I think of Molly, I'm like, I know she's a lesbian, but I think she's a very feminine person, right? Like now I'm so much better at it. I never immediately think that they're butch, but when I was younger, I had to, like, every time I had thoughts like that, I had to like slap myself in the face and be like, it doesn't mean that. Like, and this isn't just with lesbian, this is like with so many stereotypes.
Yeah.
But like, you have to really retrain your brain.
Well, two things have to occur in that moment. I think, like, let's say if you go, oh, I feel like I look butch. One, what's wrong with that? And two.
So one, what's wrong with that? Two, reevaluate your situation.
But it's, again,
like, be realistic.
Again, like, there's a lot of like butch hate online and like stuff. And it's like
being butch is great. Being butch is beautiful.
But it's
still feminine.
But again, with the internalized homophobia, because that's something that's like quite often made fun of and stereotyped, that's why I think it's just like a classic thing. It's like thoughts occur. Like I always think of it like this. Like let's say, for example, I go, oh, I look like XYZ. It's like, okay, that's society. That's the society thought. And then the next thought is where you step in and go,
hang on.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So you have like your impulsive thought and then you have your retraining thought.
That's why I get so, just sorry, rant, but I get so fucking pissed off because on TikTok, I know I said this before, but people will be honest about that experience of those thoughts and shit. And then all the comments are like, what the fuck? You're such a shit gay person. And it's like, guys, it's literally unrealistic.
It's just a human thought.
It's human, and it's unrealistic to presume that if you were gay, that you're not going to have thoughts like that.
Also,
and it's, just one sec. And it's so, and it's like, you have to be honest about what you're feeling so you can unpack it and not think like that anymore. Not think like that, but have a different
understand
view of
why
your
you
yeah,
think that.
And understand why you think like that. And it just shits me so much because I think people on TikTok are so fucking black and white.
Be open minded for fuck's sake. Like I have thought terrible thoughts and I've had to like say them out loud. Be like, okay, why do I feel like that?
Yeah,
where is this coming from? What is the deeper issue? And then figure out, once you figure out why you feel a certain way, you can be like, okay, well, how do I rectify this feeling?
Yeah,
and then you it's like it's just therapy basically. Mm. And some people confide in the internet on TikTok, okay?
But that's why the internet is annoying because a lot of the time, the comments of just anything just lack so much fucking nuance. They're so black and white, and it doesn't take into account like things are nuanced and they're like,
and people are flawed. No one is perfect.
No, and people will like
people are impulsive. They have very impulsive thoughts.
I always do see you always see interviews of people, and then there's just comments after comments of people shitting on them, and you're like, hang on, I'm sure there was a bit of context lacking here
as well. Another thing I want to say about the social scene, just before we move on, is that people like you and people like you know that are in the media that are lesbians and you know have very intentionally tried to be themselves and like talk about these experiences is one of the reasons why my brain can so easily not think immediately of stereotypes when a certain sexuality or race comes up, right? Because then all of the representation, and that's why representation is so important, is that
guys,
okay,
hot take, representation is important.
But like knowing that you, a female lesbian comedian on TikTok, exists, right? Now when someone says lesbian comedian, I'm like, I don't immediately think that they are all of the stereotypes. I think that they could definitely be, they could be like you, they could be like Ursula Carson, they could be like, you know, a myriad of people. So my brain doesn't immediately go, okay, they're definitely wearing a funnel.
Ali fucking Wong.
Oh.
She's so fucking funny.
Is she gay?
No. She's just funny.
She's just a female comedian. And she's Asian. And I love that.
She's so...
You know what I mean? It's like a representation like that. Like, again, with Ali Wong, specific example. Watching her and shit has made me feel so much more confident about myself.
Yeah.
And that, again, it's like, this is how we stop the stupid thoughts. It's like, we just be ourselves. Yeah. And then, suddenly the stereotypes start to fizzle out a bit, you know?
And I'm going to give you, right now, I'm going to give you some queer, gay, recommendations of some movies. Oh, fuck, I don't have my phone. We're filming. But these are some sapphic movies that I think are really good.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it before, but I'm a cheerleader.
I haven't seen it.
Great film. Crush. Great film.
You should definitely watch the San Junipero episode of Black Mirror.
That's such a good episode.
So good.
Oh my God. And there's a film called Imagine Me and You, and it's so cute and it's so wholesome. And it's like, and no one dies. All right, guys, it's a lesbian film where no one dies.
Finally.
Revolutionary.
Finally.
There's so many lesbian films and they're great, but I'm sick of the main characters dying.
Oh my fucking God.
Like, they'll be like, oh, I'm Emma.
I'm Tracy.
And they'll be like, oh, by the way, I'm getting hit by a car tomorrow.
Oh, okay, great.
Like, can they just live? Let them live, please.
Let them be together. Stop being homophobic.
Yeah. Like, I'm sick of them dying. No more lesbians dying in films, please. Thanks.
Back to the topic of just bisexual for a moment, just before we wrap it up. Coming out as bisexual is definitely easier for me for male validation purposes because I also was struggling with the fact that I didn't know if I was... bisexual or a lesbian because I had so many icks with guys.
Yeah.
But I like with, you know, the same thing with like, I don't like the way he swims. I don't like the way he breathes. But like having that and knowing so many actual lesbians that had like the same thing, it's like, it was very clear to me that like, I knew I was into women.
Yeah.
But I just, there was every so often one guy where I was like, I think I actually do like him and not the idea of him. So, but
and
then
that's okay.
That's okay.
Because I feel like now it's like, I see a lot of hate for it on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And it's like, guys, people are allowed to be bi.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the hell is, has everyone gone fucking crazy?
Honestly. And it's like, the whole thing just made me question whether or not I actually was.
Yeah.
And so there would be so many times where I would like, be with a guy or be with a girl and I'd be like, what do I actually feel like? Because again, that same nervous system feeling where you don't know if you're nervous excited or nervous.
Yeah.
Like I was just struggling with so much.
Yeah.
And so at the end of it, like I think after high school, like during high school, I said that I was bi for a long time. There was like a period where I was like, I don't know if I am or not. But I was just like, you know what, blanket statement, I'm just going to say it's bi. It's just so much easier to deal with, which is, you know, a whole other thing. But post high school, I was sort of like, no, I am, because I got into like my first, because I had been like exclusively in like romantic relationships with women during high school. And then after high school, I was in like my first relationship with a guy, and I was like, okay, well, okay, it's clear to me now that like I can develop romantic feelings for a man. So I am confirming to myself, I am bisexual, but it just felt really realistic. Not the thing is like being with a guy, it felt really like I wasn't carrying the label around all the time because people didn't assume it. But then I started to resent that fact, because any time that my actual sexuality came up and I had to mention to someone that I was bi, because, you know, everyone just assumes you're straight, immediately people would be like, oh, okay, so you want a threesome with a guy and a girl and you are like crazy, you're a freak. You're going to leave them for the other sex.
People go like, oh, you're just bi for attention, or because it's a trend.
It's like, no, actually, I just like women and men.
Yep.
It's just, hey guys, it's that easy.
And also, I just want to say on that, that thanks for sharing. But like, girls might be like 90% into men and 10% into women, because it's not a 50-50 fucking split. We know that now.
But also, again, like sometimes it just varies on the fucking day. It's like I used to be like that. I used to be like, well, everyone has labels about fucking everything, which means I have to have labels about fucking everything, which means I'm definitely like, I have to figure out the percentage right now. Okay, so I'm definitely 40% queer, and then I'm 50, and then I'm 60% straight. No, wait, hang on. And I remember I literally had, I'm sure so many of you, especially people that are our age, had this exact same thing. Yeah. Where they were like, I have to figure out exactly every single label about every single facet of my life.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, you can just exist and let things come to you. Things can change and things can come to you day by day. So.
Like, I could potentially wake up tomorrow. No, I won't. But like, maybe tomorrow I'm like, and I also think there's a thing as a lesbian where you're like, is there a guy?
There's definitely people think about that all the time.
Yeah. And it's
I constantly think like, what if, like I have the most depressing, like panicky thoughts sometimes where I'm like, do I actually even like Jason? Yes. Or am I like,
you do.
But then I remember like, oh, that time that he did that and that time that he did that. And I care about him so deeply and I love his face and his every piece of his body and every piece of his mind. Like, oh, no, I am in love with this man.
Yes.
It's just like the panic, the social.
Am I a lesbian? Yeah,
it's like the internalized homophobia and all the panic and all the media and all of the things, they get into your fucking brain. And especially as someone who is chronically nervous, like, it's like, of course these things are going to happen in your brain. You're not a bad person for thinking things.
Yeah.
It's just like,
allow yourself to think.
Yeah. Allow yourself to be.
But I do think, just back to the topic, I know I feel bad. I know we're Jess and I are going off on tangents a bit, but I think it's all relevant. But I just want to say, for me, with ick versus, are you, like, do you have the ick or are you a lesbian? This is what I think it really comes down to.
Ooh.
Can you see yourself thriving with a man? Because it's not about,
that is
like,
such a good point.
It's not about, oh, it's exciting. Oh, can you see yourself, like, let's say you're really depressed one day, you're at home, you're in sweats, you feel ugly, you just like feel really gross, and you just don't want
to even try.
And in your moment, but like you're kind of like in one of those moments where you're like sad and you're like feeling everything and you're exposed. And can you see a man being there next to you, giving you everything you need?
Yeah. Because look, I'll be honest, Jason is the best.
Yeah.
And look, guys out there that do more than the bare fucking minimum exist.
Yep.
And he's one of them.
Yep.
And when I'm sad, he will be sad with me.
Great.
When I am happy, he will, even if he's sad, he'll be like, I acknowledge that you're happy. You want to do something? But you know what? It's like, he goes above and beyond. He made me a quiche before he went to the physio. He's a galai. I'm kidding. He's not.
He's a galai.
A malai? It sounds like a Pokemon. You know, like, back to the point. Like, guys that like can do it all, they exist. Okay. So can you imagine a guy that can do it all? And he exists. Can you imagine him next to you? Can you imagine having a life with him? Can you imagine having children if you're into that?
And can you imagine your nervous system
calming fuck down?
But I also, I just want to validate as well. I know there's a lot of women, like for me personally, like any of my male close friendships, they're pretty much gay.
Well, that's because we come from a very musical theatre background,
that's
darling.
True.
And the stereotype sometimes,
exactly.
They are based on truth.
But like, can you imagine your best friend being gay? And I just want to say with that though, like I have seen a lot of comments where people are like, well, this is where it got confusing, because I was a lesbian but my best friend was a man, and they were best friends. So like the girl was best friends with this guy, but she was actually a
lesbian. Can I say something off topic?
Yeah.
What if gender and sexuality don't exist and we're all just like ants on a rock.
Okay, period.
No, okay. No, but no, that's the actual thing.
It is. No, but it's like, it is hard, isn't it? Because
it is so difficult.
Because it's like, and like, I actually wrote on our notes. This is one thing I've actually, I know this is, again, I want to actually develop a better relationship with men. That is on my thing, to be more like genuinely to like, because I saw this.
So you're going to fuck my boyfriend?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Is that okay?
You're okay, it's fine. You can have him.
You can have him. Oh.
Get this. I'm a comedian in the 50s. My wife sucks. She sucks. And her cooking shit.
Yeah. Like, the thing is, what if they were right? Like, what if all this time we were like, oh, like my wife sucks. It's like, what if she did suck?
What if she did suck?
And what if the cooking was shit? What if I think men were right. I think men in the 50s.
Yeah, they're probably right.
You know what, guys? I take it all back. I think,
forget all the oppression, yeah, and all the war.
Yeah. I think
they were probably right.
Yeah. Like, I literally think maybe her pie was shit.
Maybe it was. Maybe her strudel was not up to
code.
To code.
Yeah. All right. So when people say my wife sucks,
maybe she does.
Believe them.
Maybe she sucks.
Believe
like,
men.
As in like
hashtag, maybe hashtag believe men. Anyway,
guys, that was clearly sarcastic.
No, it wasn't. Nah, I'm sick of this.
Sorry,
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this.
No, we're getting canceled right now.
Yeah,
I think men are the best. I, you know what? I retract my
especially
statement.
Especially men in the 50s.
Yes, and I retract everything. Molly is straight now. I am straight now.
Yeah, this
I,
is now,
I
this
retract
now the
all
Alpha
my
podcast.
But you know what? Just all right,
guys,
you,
being gay is pretty gay.
Yeah, you know what? And just for you, my straight boyfriend, I will become bisexual just if you want.
Jess is going to have a Disney wedding.
Oh my God, I can't wait. And it's going to be as Gandalf, you as Gandalf is going to officiate.
Okay. Anyway,
back to the top.
All right. So yeah. But yeah, I do want to improve. But I do want to actually improve my relationship with men. I want to be able
to do that.
I want to be able to have banter with them, but not always seek their approval.
Do you seek Jason's approval?
No.
I wouldn't. He sucks.
Every single man, no matter what, I do to a tiny little degree.
Yeah, no, same.
That's just going to happen, but less than other people, which is good.
That's good. That's
because
good.
I'm more relaxed here, yeah. But it still happens.
Are you trying, is it like specifically straight men? Are you trying to improve your relationship with straight men?
Yeah.
Or your mental relationship with straight men?
Both. I want to be able to be around a man and like...
And not feel like you're about to fucking die.
I just don't know what the fuck to talk about.
Sport.
It's just always like... Joking. I just like try to... I feel like...
Just literally talk to them about... you know what you should talk about? This is a good entry.
This is really funny.
Your recommend... Their, like ask for their recommendations on video games.
True. I also... You
because
know
you're
what?
Getting into gaming.
But Jess has an ex who I know and he's really funny.
We're still friends.
A man who I can talk to.
That's good.
That's one.
He's
actually,
lovely.
Okay. Hang on. I can talk to boys.
You know what? It's you.
It's men.
I think it's more so you need to improve your mental relationship with straight men.
With men. Because I know I really do want to be able to like not freak the fuck out when I'm around men.
Yeah.
And not feel like I have to impress them. I would love to get to a point. This is now in terms of like this topic. I've come out the other end, like that TikTok. It's like, you know that sound? It's like, get up, cocksuckers! It's finally over. And it's like da 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 da. It was like that, and the thing was like when you finally beat Compet and realize you're a fucking lesbian. It was so funny. I was like, that is literally me. But the thing was, now I'm out the other side. Now it's sort of about being like, okay, now I want to be able to be around men,
yeah,
and be, because like I do. I don't know.
It's hard.
This is turning into a therapy session. But genuinely, like...
The other one was also a therapy session.
Period.
Part one.
Oh, I thought you meant the fucking thing we did last week.
The Molly Dogger. No, we're going to do
guys, that's next. I would like to improve my relationship with men where...
That's a good goal.
Yeah. Where it's like, I want to be around them and be able to be... Even if I'm not comfortable, just noticing that I'm not comfortable.
Yeah. Noticing how you feel and why you feel that
and
way.
And also, like, what I do.
And what you do.
Because, like, let's... Guys,
that's therapy. Guys, that's therapy. And you know what? You know what? The only thing you can do to do that, as well as the things that I just said you should do, is to just... It's just exposure therapy. It's, like, any chance that you have in any situation, not like you're actively seeking it out, but any chance that you are in a situation like that, in a social event or whatever, just... be and just try your hardest to not think of them as a straight man or and just be like, okay, this is a potential person that I'm getting to know.
Or even just doing the opposite of what like instinctually I want to do, for example, like,
oh, I just kill them.
Yeah. But like if I'm around a man, like instinctually I'll try to like literally, which this is kind of, I don't feel embarrassed admitting this because I understand why I do it, but it is a bit hard to say, but I do. I want to look pretty for them. I want to be,
oh my God. It's just the male validation.
Yeah.
I do the exact same thing.
And I want to feel...
You're not being vulnerable, babes. We've been here before.
Okay, true. But I want to feel pretty around them. I want to feel desired. I want to feel liked because...
And that goes to the back to the whole coming out as bisexual first.
Yes.
It's like, I still want that male validation.
Yeah.
And like coming out as lesbian is so vulnerable because you're like, you're going to lose that. You think, oh my God. Yeah.
Well, I saw this TikTok and it was like me when I realized I liked women. They were like, bleh. And it was like me when I realized I didn't like men. And they like... Not didn't like as in like don't actually like them.
But it's
like,
scary.
It's scary because it's like you've lost
any chance of having the validation.
Well, and like lesbian loneliness is real because it's like you're grieving like a life you could have led. It's sad. It is sad, but it is. Like, but I know now like.
That's how society has been arranged. Okay?
And I don't think I'm at this point yet. I'm going to be really honest, like where I'm like, I'm really proud to be a lesbian, which I don't think.
Like, you know, you are and you're proud to say it. But it's like, it's hard.
I just struggle with a lot of shame and a lot of like...
Internalized homophobia.
Yeah. And I don't want to like...
fair enough considering where we live.
Yeah. Like, Northern Beaches. Well, but I don't... I think I get scared saying that because I think I get worried that people will listen and be like, what do you mean you're not super proud? Like, you should be. Mm. And I'm like, for me personally, if I heard someone admit that they were kind of struggling with it still and like still struggling with like... being gay and like even though they were out I think there's this idea that once people like once you're out as a lesbian it's all kind of good
but you feel fine about it it's like well no even I still bisexual I still wake up sometimes and I'm like I hear things on the internet or whatever and I'm like oh my God like
they both have struggled like being lesbian has struggled being bisexual has struggled they all and guys being gay is is fucking hard but it's like
anything other than the norm it's hard
but I think I for me personally just going back to that I mean I would rather have someone just be like yep I still struggle with it but it's gotten better I think that's the that's what I want to touch on like guys it really it's not perfect. My relationship with it is not perfect, but every single time when I was like 18, I used to get drunk, like so drunk and just like cry and like sob, like be so upset. I don't do that much anymore. And it's still like the shame still comes and goes, but it's
a continuous battle and it will be until the day you die.
I think that's the really depressing realization is that like, even like, you know.
But like having the battle and knowing that like you can overcome certain aspects of it and areas of it makes all the other battles in the future that much easier and that much more worth it when you know you can wake up some days and be like I feel great today you know and I feel confident about it specifically right now
and like and I love what you just said there it's like it's gonna it's like you know what it is it's like our relationship with like our bodies
I see
that's gonna be an issue until the day we die like for everyone has some sort of if you look at your body every day and go I'm hot I'm the best fucking
lucky. But like you will have moments
you will have moments and it's just like about
and it's and you have to battle
and it's not your fucking fault for having fault. Internalized homophobia when the world is so fucking homophobic that's what I just if there's anything is any takeaway from
sorry
today,
it's not your fault for having thoughts
thoughts
are not
your fault.
Thoughts are not your fault. Also, thoughts aren't reality.
No.
Thoughts are thoughts. Thoughts are ideas. Yep. Thoughts are in your head. And I'm not saying that you're crazy, but I am saying that
you're fucked, guys.
Thoughts are normal. There's a lot of people I feel like when they hear people are depressed and or have these kind of things, they're like, just don't think about it. And it's like, okay, well,
that's the dumbest shit.
Why the shut up? So like, go back to war. Of course, I'm gonna think about it. If something's go back to war.
Imagine like mental health chats in like the 13th century. It would be like,
I feel really bad today. And then the doctor would be like, go ride on your horse.
Yeah. It'd be like, I feel really bad today. And the doctor would be like, that's cool. Have you tried mud?
Have you tried eating grass? That's cool. We're sending you to an asylum.
Yeah, that's great. You're going to be locked up in the town square and we're going to throw bricks at your face. Oh, I feel like, I think I'm jealous. It's like,
oh, okay.
We're gonna tie you to the fucking fence and throw tomatoes at you.
Oh my God, no. You know what was terrible back in the day? They'd be like, I think I'm seeing ghosts. And they'd be like, okay, let me tie you against the wall and like waterboard you. Like, they would literally like just hose you in your face so you couldn't fucking breathe.
That's like that thing where it's like, in terms of mental health for like our grandparents versus us, like my granddad literally went to war and I'm scared to make a phone call.
Yeah. This was really good. This whole, I feel like this episode and the last episode that we did, I hope it helps. Like, I hope that there are people listening to this and they, you know, are getting stuff out of it and they're listening and going, well, actually, I relate to the way that these people are feeling and the experiences that these people have been through, because it's completely normal. And I know so many people that have gone through it.
Yeah. And it's also like good. I'm glad we have you, a bisexual, here as well.
Yeah.
To kind of like validate the bi people.
Yeah. Like, I feel like we both provide fairly good.
Sorry, your foot is on. Can you get your fucking foot down, you gross fuck?
All right. Sorry.
So, how to know if you are a lesbian or if you're actually a bisexual. So, okay. I have a quiz here. I'm a lesbian. Jess is a bisexual.
All right.
We're going to rattle this off. We're going to try. Think Which about one? These questions as they're coming up. Do you question your sexuality a lot? Do you question whether you're a lesbian a lot?
No.
I do.
All right.
Do you feel close to the lesbian community?
Somewhat.
I definitely do. When, like, say, for example, people like Renee Rapp, when people come
out. Oh, yeah. No, I definitely, like, with icons and, like, people in the media, I definitely am like, yes, yes, oh, my God. Like, I relate to them. I definitely feel a part of the community, but I don't feel like I'm totally one of them. Like, I'm not an example. Right. Of them.
See, I do. See, if I see someone like Renee Rapp, if I see a show like The L Word, I'm like, oh, okay. Something in my gut goes, yeah, that's...
I mean, to be fair, you've either seen The L Word or you're straight. Like, no Period. One that watches The L Word is completely straight.
Not wrong. All right. You find yourself especially interested in female celebrities and strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also men.
That's also because... men.
Yeah. See, I...
But also
don't.
Women are... The thing is, like, historically, I've been with more women than men. So I know that, like, I'm definitely a little bit more leaning towards women.
Yeah.
But I still, but you still love
yeah, that's what I
male
mean.
Male celebrities.
Yeah, see, I don't still, really you know, anymore... Like, when I see, like, all these male celebrities who people are like, oh, my God, he's so hot. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I only think, like, about 60% of the time I disagree, and then about 40% of the time I'm like, yes. But also, can I just say, like, going back to, like, physically enjoying a female, to visually enjoying a female, like, as you were saying, whenever I play The Sims, I, like, almost exclusively only make female Sims, because as I'm making the guys, I'm always like, they're so ugly.
Yeah.
I'm always going, there. I can never make them look good.
Women are prettier. But yeah, you don't relate to straight relationships in movies, TV shows, or books.
I do.
I don't. Whenever I see a straight couple, I'm always like, the girl can do better. I know that sounds really bad, but I'm like,
the thing is, like, Jason's a 10.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
no, you guys don't.
If I'm
gonna settle
for a man,
but it's more
then
like,
I'm gonna settle for it.
No. It's more like not you guys, but it's more like in general. Like, if I saw like a straight couple, I'm always like, the girl's always like, oh my god, hi, like, and she's always really nice, and the guy's like, hi, I'm Dave.
So your immediate thought, which again, thoughts are not reality, is like,
but.
Your immediate thought is like,
I'm like, she's so amazing and he's just there.
I think that about 2% of the time. There are some times where I'm like, come on.
But then
like,
you don't think it with every, see, I think it with
and
most,
I do relate to the straight community to an extent.
Yeah. Men are kind of blah.
I would say, yeah, half the time.
See, bisexual.
But for me, yeah, exactly 50-50.
For me, here's my thing. This is where it gets confusing, I think, for people. I want to elaborate on this one. Men are kind of blah. Men aren't blah if I'm like talking to them, because I feel, again, like we've talked about, my nervous system's going crazy. I feel really excited, but it's actually nervousness. And when I'm in a calmer state and kind of more settled, then when I talk to them, I'm like, I'm kind of bored. So it's like when I'm not in like manic sort of land and I'm kind of calmer and I'm like, is my boyfriend?
So my perspective is more that like, half the time, to me, men are just not worth it, because I'm always like, there are so many things with men that I'm like, but it's the same happens with like women as well. Like, I'm just very picky. So like half the time, yeah, men are blah, but also half the time women are blah.
Yeah. See, bisexual. Oh my God. This one. Oh fuck. This just like burnt.
What is it?
You feel like you can let your guard down around queer women. See,
100%.
100%. I feel like I can be my most authentic self around women.
Yep.
Like that is just,
especially queer women.
Yes. Around one of my best friends, she's straight. And I actually do feel just women.
You're my queer girlfriend. And then I have a queer,
friend.
Sorry. You're my queer girlfriend. And then I have my straight girlfriend. My straight boyfriend. Oh, I didn't mean like girlfriend as in we're dating.
Yeah,
I
guys,
meant,
we're in a thruple.
I meant girlfriend as in friend. So you're my queer. You're my queer.
That, oh my god,
best
that's another.
Friend?
Can I just say sorry? That's really quickly. That's another thing. Oh my god. See what? If okay, do you have the ick? Like, are you a lesbian? If you're able to say girlfriends, you're probably straight. Like, but when people say girlfriends, if you can't use that to describe your female friends, if you overthink
yeah,
that
no,
term,
yeah,
you're
exactly.
Like,
if you do the fucking gay panic that you have
yeah.
when like you don't want to infringe your sexuality on your female friends that are straight. Oh my God. And it's like sometimes like if they're ever getting changed at your house.
Oh man.
And like sometimes like a lot of the time, like, cause you know how there's that whole stereotype of like women going to the bathroom together and like, you know, like
I will go into another room. If a girl's getting changed, I will go to the other end of the house because I'm like, I don't want to make her uncomfortable because I'm so scared that she's like feels fucking like
yeah,
I'm a creep.
Yeah. Or they're like, oh my God, she's just so in love with me. She's like in the room.
No.
It's like, oh, like in high school, I had a really good group of friends and literally all of them were queer. So it was fine. If we were all getting changed for sport or something, we'd all be in the same room. No one would give a fuck.
Yeah.
But like I have like one of my best friends is straight. And every time she gets changed here, I always have to like go out of the room.
Because that's the thing. If you don't think about it, if you're straight, but if you run out the room, you're
it's
like, okay, you're gay.
Internalized homophobia.
Yeah. This is how you know if you're gay. If your female friends are getting changed and
you
run out the room and you have to leave and you feel so uncomfortable and you feel like a freak, you're a lesbian.
Yeah. If you're scared that you're
or bi.
Yeah. If you're scared that your straight female friends are going to think that you're in love with them for staying in the room while they're getting changed, even if you're turning around towards the wall, you're probably gay.
Also another thing, how to know if you're like gay to some capacity as a woman. If when you sit on your female friend's laps, you feel really weird and uncomfortable.
Why have we all had that experience?
Because gay. Look.
No, but why have we all sat on each other's laps?
Well, just as friends do. But if you feel...
I know I've had the experience, but like, I can't remember the
context. Just like being friends and like sitting around and like just like having fun. But if you feel like you're in the bed with your female friend and you're like,
gay. And also if your hugs are cut short, if you can't like fully go in and have a hug for like a long amount of time with a straight female friend, gay.
Yeah. And also if you're really spatially aware of yourself when you're around your female friends, gay. Also if you're... if you're sharing a bed with your female friend and you're like really nervous and you're scared you're making them uncomfortable, gay. Also, if when you're changing with a girl in the same room and you look away and you look at the wall and you're so nervous and you're really worried you'll make her uncomfortable, gay.
Also, if you are really scared to say, oh, you can stay over at my house to one of your straight friends,
gay. But how to know if you're straight or gay to some capacity. Yeah.
So if I called Molly my girlfriend, I'm gay. So that immediately to me it says like, oh, we're in a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
But if I was straight and I called you my girlfriend, that
it's
you're
like,
my
oh,
friend.
I'm hanging out with my girlfriends.
My girlfriends.
Any if you're straight, you can say the word girlfriends comfortably. But if you get confused on that word and go, oh,
should I be calling her that?
You're gay.
You're probably gay.
You're gay. Anyway, last thing of this
you
quiz.
You are gay.
Okay, guys. I know this is such a long episode, but the topic was, do you have the ick? There you go. There are some things.
Yeah.
Last one.
Oh, is this
you
deep?
Can't exactly picture your life with a man.
I can.
I can't.
And there you go.
Look, if it changes, it changes. But right now, a man will just... I also saw this TikTok that really helped me. You can admire men, because I know a lot of people get confused because they're like, but I find men attractive. I really like...
Oh, God, you can think that they're hot.
Well, also...
You have eyes.
Yeah. You're blind, not gay. But also, you can admire men for different reasons. I saw this...
Wait, no, that's wrong.
Oh, you're gay, not blind.
You're gay, not blind.
You're blind, not gay. When a blind person says they're gay, but I'm like really homophobic. You're blind,
not gay.
All right, I think we should end here. I don't even care. Oh, pfft. You kissed a girl and you liked it.
I definitely did do that at some point.
I actually know someone and they kissed a girl and they didn't like it and they're straight.
Yeah.
So if
I know a boy who kissed another boy and he didn't like it and he's straight.
But I know a girl. Her name's Molly. but I know...
actually brought in someone today for you to kiss to find out, and here she is.
Hey,
it's just my cat.
But basically, as well, like, yeah, if you if you're hanging out with a girl and you're, here's the thing, I would go on dates with guys and when it actually came to it and we were face to face and they like obviously were, you know, invested and whatever, I'd be like, but then I noticed when I would go on dates with girls, I was like, oh, I think this is like...
Yeah, this is how I'm supposed to
This feel. Is how I'm supposed to
this
feel.
This is the right kind of nervousness.
Yeah, and I do think a lot of things with like, how do you know? I think a lot of it just takes...
Self-reflection.
And just going on. And it's
talking about it.
And you don't have to. I'm not saying you have to, but for me personally, going on dates did help.
Yeah.
Going on dates did help. Because I realized, I was like, oh, okay, I can be like nervous, but it can be fun, exciting rather than like dread.
Yeah. And you know what? It like another thing that like made me confused about the whole bisexual lesbian thing is like I had been on dates with guys and I felt that bad nervous feeling.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh God, maybe I am a lesbian. But then I would go on dates with other guys and be like, oh, but I feel good.
Yeah.
So
it's
trial and error.
It's trial and error. It's confusing. It never ends. Yeah. It's really weird. It's fine. Constant battle.
But the thing is like at the end of the day, and we ended the last episode like this, so I think we should, as tradition. It's not okay to be gay. You should, if you're listening to this podcast, if you've gotten to this point in the episode,
fuck me, guys,
you're probably gay.
Or you're probably at least bisexual.
Or you're my mum. Hi, Kristen. Bye, Kristen.
But yeah, like if you, as Jess said, if you're Googling, am I gay quiz, I hate to break it to you, but you're probably gay.
Thank you, everyone, and I hope this helps, and we love you all.
If it didn't, fuck you.
If you're a gal-eye, if you're
a lal-eye, if you're a mal-eye, if you're a bal-eye.
If you made a quiche, if you have to go to the physio. we love you all. If you're Kristen Cock, love you.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
That's kind of silly.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.